thank you to the incredible people of Michigan.
President Trump won the state by fewer than 11,000 votes in 2016.
Listen, if these allegations are true, these are impeachable offenses.
I think most people are for Trump. That's what I think. I could be wrong.
I need to get out on November 3rd and get rid of him.
Oh, it'd help if I plugged my headphones in.
Hey, I'm Tyler Scott.
And I'm Kate Wells. We are both Michigan radio reporters.
The other day, we got in the car to do an experiment.
There we go.
Hold on, let me make sure I don't miss this exit, 275 North.
Here's the idea. With the 2016 election, we know that so many of, like, the pollsters and the pundits screwed it up, right? They somehow missed something that was happening in this country on a fundamental level. And then this year, we keep hearing so much about Michigan, how it is this crucial swing state, how it's part of this so-called blue wall that Trump knocked down in 2016.
We didn't break it. We shattered that sucker. We shattered it.
And within this swing state, there's this swing district, a race that's a pure toss-up. Michigan's 8th congressional district. It goes from Ingham County to Oakland County. Traditionally, it's conservative. Again, went for Trump in 2016.
But then, in 2018, it flips. It boots out the incumbent Republican congressman. And it votes in this young, female Democrat.
Alyssa Slotkin.
One of the biggest upsets from Election Day. 7 Action News reporter Nia Harden is live in the newsroom now. And Nia, what does this mean?
So that is where we are heading, the 8th district.
So there are three chunks in this district. Ingham County is reliably blue, Livingston County solidly red, but
we are not going to go to either of those places today because for the most part, you know how they're going to vote. The real question, the real place where this race is going to play out is in where we're headed right now, which is Oakland County, northern Oakland County. It's sort of like the edges of the Detroit suburbs.
Follow signs for I-75 North.
So we're in Oakland County, and we're trying to just talk to people here.
Traditionally, this area is pretty conservative. Most of the folks we talk to are very fired up about Trump.
I think most people are for Trump.
Around here? Okay.
Well, that's what I think. I could be wrong.
Quite frankly, that administration and the tax cuts have saved our family twice now.
But more recently, this area is starting to change, especially where we are right now, Rochester, Rochester Hills. And it's thanks to these college-educated suburban voters, especially women. They are part of this blue wave that you heard about in 2018, and they think that they can do it again in 2020.
With somebody like Trump on the ballot, they're going to say, I need to get out on November 3rd and get rid of him.
So you've got your fired up Republicans, your fired up Democrats, and then you've got your unicorns, right? These magical, mystical swing voters that you keep hearing about.
Maybe they voted for Trump because they wanted somebody to cut through all the bureaucracy, drain the swamp.
And boy, was I right there. But maybe not in the way that I thought originally.
And maybe now their vote's up for grabs.
I'm trying to get somebody with some honesty.
There's a key question when it comes to 2020. Is this election going to be just a numbers game decided by which candidate can fire up their base and get the most people to the polls? Or is persuading these swing voters going to be super important?
Either way, from now through November, we are going to be bringing you here into the 8th District so that when 2020 happens, whatever happens, you will understand why. I'm Kate Wells.
And I'm Tyler Scott, Michigan Radio News.